traffic cams right now. We're getting some heavy volumes on the Beltway as we speak. 215 westbound at Fort Apache. Those lane restrictions are there on the left, so you're going to want to stay to the right there. 215 west at Green Valley. Also, you'll tap the brakes there at the Spaghetti Bowl. 515 eastbound at Main Street. Also, you're starting to bunch up a little bit there at 515 west at Charleston as you head the other direction into the bowl. Slow flows in the resort area as we speak. Interstate 15 northbound at Sahara. Also 515 eastbound at Sunset.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. When it comes to college athletics, everything seems very tenuous right now as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. And now the University of Arizona, they have pressed pause on their plan to bring athletes back to campus as a result of the surging cases in the state of Arizona. The University of Arizona is now awaiting clarification on whether they can continue workouts with athletes that are already on campus. According to the NHL, of the 250 players who have been practicing at facilities, 15 of those players have tested positive for coronavirus. They're also aware of 11 additional players who have tested positive who have not been participating in workouts at team facilities. This Sports Flash driven by Jeep brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Oh, hi. Okay, guess we should talk about something. Kind of tough to be put on the spot. Not sure what to say. But I know what I'm definitely not talking about. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
If your retirement plan is on set it and forget it, it's time you take control. Tune in to Financial Safari with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda. For more than 25 years, Coach Pete has been helping people just like you plan for retirement. Join Coach Pete every week as he discusses topics like why your retirement plan should also be an income plan and how to make sure you're getting the most out of your 401k. Financial Safari with Coach Pete, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 5 p.m., and Tuesdays at 6 p.m., all right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, treating your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. If you've been walking around with chronic pain, doesn't matter why, does not matter why, but if you are carrying around chronic pain, then you need to make the call right now. Call Summer. She's waiting to take your call at 702-546-8767. Make your chronic pain go away. That's 702-546-8767. PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Centers of America. Make that call right now, would you please? I mentioned that it was an interesting day on Capitol Hill in that Rand Paul and Dr. Anthony Fauci kind of got into it a little bit. And one of the topics that they covered was the opening of schools. And everywhere I go, parents are asking me, so what about schools? When are the schools going to open? We talked a lot with Scott Hammond, state senator, yesterday about that. And the answer is, we don't know. And that seemed to be the answer that Dr. Fauci gave to Rand Paul. Rand Paul kind of let him have it a little bit. you know, talking about, well, you know, we can talk about whether the NFL should start again, but we don't know much about schools. Schools need to be started, and they need to be started right now, today. This was cut one, and this is a Rand Paul with Dr. Anthony Fauci this morning on Capitol Hill. Let's open up our schools. Here it is.
This all begs the question, what are we going to tell the people the truth? That it's okay to take their kids back to school. Dr. Fauci, every day, virtually every day, we seem to hear from you things we can't do. But when you're asked, can we go back to school? I don't hear much certitude at all. I hear, well, maybe it depends. All of this body of evidence about schools around the world shows there's no surge. All of the evidence shows that it's rare. I mean, we've so politicized this and made it politically correct that the WHO releases that it's rare, and you have a scientist up there honestly giving her opinion. What happens to her? She's blackballed, and her report that she refers to is taken off the website. When you go to that scientist's speech and you try to clink on the lick, the WHO has now screened it from us because it said something that's not politically correct. That, guess what? It's rare for kids to transmit this. But I hear nothing of that coming from you. All I hear, Dr. Fauci, is we can't do this, we can't do that, we can't play baseball. Well, even that's not based on the science. I mean, flu season peaks in February. We don't know that COVID's going to be like the flu season. It might, but we don't know that. But we wouldn't ban school in October. You might close some schools when they get the flu. We need to not be so presumptuous that we know everything. But my question to you is, can't you give us a little bit more on schools that we can get back to school, that there's a great deal of evidence, and it's actually good evidence that kids aren't transmitting this. It's rare, and that kids are staying healthy, and that, yes, we can open our schools.
Mr. Chairman, do I have a little bit of time to...
Well, I'll give you a little... That was well over 5 minutes, but we'll...
Thank you, Senator
Paul. Please answer the question.
Yeah, so very quickly, Senator Paul, I agree with a lot of what you say about, you know, this idea about people having to put their opinions out without data. And sometimes you have to make extrapolations because you're in a position where you need to at least give some sort of recommendation. But if you were listening, and I think you were, to my opening statement and my response to one of the questions, I feel very strongly we need to do whatever we can to get the children back to school. So I think we are in lock agreement with that. The other thing that I'd like to clarify very briefly is that when things get in the press of what I supposedly said, I didn't say. I never said we can't play a certain sport. What happens is that people in the sport industry, they could either be people from Players Association, owners, people involved in the health of the players, ask me opinions regarding certain facts about the spread of the virus, what the dynamics are. I give it, and then it gets interpreted that I'm saying you can't play this sport or you can't play that sport. I agree with you. I am completely unqualified to tell you whether you can play a sport or not. The only thing that I can do is, to the best of my ability, give you the facts and the evidence associated with I know about this outbreak.
There you have it. Rand Paul, for the most part, and Dr. Anthony Fauci, who did get a word in edgewise. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the other major issue on Capitol Hill today. And that is all of the talk about Russians paying Afghans bounties to take out U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Now, even as we speak, the president is directing a drawdown of our forces in Afghanistan, so that will not be that big a deal. The big thing now is, what about the Russians? There was a briefing on Capitol Hill today, and at this briefing, members of the House of Representatives, not all, but a select amount, were briefed on this so-called intelligence. But I want to warn you that it's not what you and I would call intelligence. It's not like facts. And the people who have seen this briefing, at least on the Republican side, Joni Ernst for one, Marco Rubio for another, chairman of the Intelligence Committee, they say that this stuff is not worth the paper it's written on. We'll see what, and we'll see what you think about what they think. And we'll let you hear from Adam Schiff, Intel Committee Chairman in the House. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
No sports, no Broadway, more radio.
And that's how it should be.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30 years. But now, Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. Best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. You know, especially with the way things are now, I was looking into a way to make my home even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They're amazing. They're so tough, they're guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, but they're very easy for you to get out if there's an emergency in your home, right? How great is that? People can't see in, but you can see out. They're beautiful. And the most important thing is criminals are looking for easy access. And if they can't get into your home instantly, they're going to move on. That's what you want. And with Boss Security Screens, that's what you'll have. Secure your home today. Get a free estimate and receive $1,000 off installation. Visit BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S, BossSecurityScreens.com. Or call 702-637-0255. BossSecurityScreens.com or 702-637-0255. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's BossSecurityScreens.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Have you seen these? Oh, they're incredible. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. I promised I would let you hear the other major story that we've been following for you today, and that is the alleged bounties being paid by the Russians to Afghan soldiers to take out Americans. This, as we are drawing down our forces, not all the way, but we are drawing down our forces in Afghanistan on a pretty strong level. I want you to hear from Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff is the House Intelligence Committee chair, and he went to this briefing this morning on Capitol Hill. In fact, actually at the White House, I believe it was. The House Intelligence Committee chair, Adam Schiff, you know about his politics. He was underwhelmed, and this is cut two, by the way, underwhelmed by the White House briefing on the Russian bounties. Here it is.
I appreciate the White House inviting us to come and be briefed. As Steny said, there's not a substitute for briefing all the members of the House. But the right people to give the briefing really were not in the room. We need to hear from the heads of the intelligence agencies about how they assess the allegations that have been made publicly. What can they tell us about the truth or falsity of these allegations? What can they tell us about steps they are undertaking or have undertaken to vet any information that they may have? So in my view, the right people were not in the room to give us the kind of briefing that we needed to get. The second point I would make is, as we look at these, and I'm going to call them allegations because I can't confirm or deny any underlying intelligence. As we look at these allegations, number one, the President of the United States should not be inviting Russia into the G7 or G8. We should be considering what sanctions are appropriate to further deter Russia's malign activities, not further ingratiating Russia into the community of civilized nations. And I find it inexplicable in light of these very public allegations that the president hasn't come before the country and assured the American people that he will get to the bottom of whether Russians are putting a bounty on the heads of American troops and that he will do everything in his power to make sure that we protect American troops. I do not understand for a moment why the president isn't saying this to the American people right now and is relying on, I don't know, I haven't heard, I haven't been briefed. That's just not excusable. His responsibility as commander-in-chief is to protect our troops. And I shared the concern at the White House today that I think many of us have, which is there may be a reluctance to brief the president on things he doesn't want to hear. And that may be more true with respect to Putin and Putin's Russia than with respect to any other subject matter.
So there you have it. Adam Schiff, the House Intelligence Committee chair, who was, shall we say, underwhelmed by the briefing at the White House earlier today. Now, one of the things that we've been talking about, in fact, we opened up the hour talking about it. We might as well close out the hour as well. And that is the story out of St. Louis that a city prosecutor is investigating a married couple who brandished weapons at Black Lives Matter protesters on Sunday as they marched towards Mayor Lyda Crewson's house. You've seen the video. I've seen the video. The video is harmless and innocuous as can be. The question is, does a family have the right under the Castle Doctrine to stand its collective ground and let the people that are marching, peacefully or otherwise, of what lies behind the gates of their gated community? And I'm going to be honest with you. I think they were totally within their rights. And if indeed there's any wrongdoing, I certainly don't think it's on the homeowners, because they were intimidated by this large crowd of Black Lives Matter that was peacefully supposedly marching by their house. I want to see more video on this, but you've seen the video that Fox has been carrying. And it's scary. And you see a semi-automatic weapon, you say, man, a lot of bad stuff can happen. Even the wife has a little snub nose, looks like a 22 or something like that. No, I'm just telling you, it's a little scary of what could have happened. And I want to hear more from the homeowner, and I want to also find out, you know, what rights do they have in the state of Missouri? And I don't know. Now, we've heard of the Castle Doctrine, which was created, I think, down in Texas. And there is some great audio that I will play for you maybe tomorrow. And it is essentially Castle Doctrine stuff, where a guy in suburban Houston, Texas, ended up killing somebody who walked on his property. I mean, it's like spooky, scary stuff. And this happened. This had to have happened. I got to think of when this happened. This happened when I was in San Antonio. So this would have been, I don't know, 11 years ago, 12 years ago. And it was in Harris County. And you can probably find it, but it's where a homeowner ended up killing somebody, and he got off. People were trying to break into the house next door, I think is what it was, and he took his gun out and he shot him. And he was protected by what was termed then the Castle Doctrine. Stick around, more to do as we continue. When we come back, we'll get you ready for Tommy White. We are at the 30th. God, this is scary. 30th of June. Has this been the wildest early summer? And we've got the midsummer 4th of July still to come. But we're almost halfway through. And I got to tell you, it has been a downer of a summer for a lot of you, hasn't it? With COVID-19 stuff, riots in the street, burning down buildings. It's been a really horrific summer of 2020. This will not be one that we look back on and say, man, was that a great summer or what? I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Tuesday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You could even do it right now. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Big news, and it's good news. Good news. It's not getting a lot of publicity, but it's getting very, very good news. The U.S. Supreme Court today ruled that a Montana program that excluded religious schools from a student aid initiative violated the religious freedoms under the Constitution, protected by the U.S. Constitution. 5-4 majority decision fell along ideological lines, and that by making any money available to private schools, you have to make them to all private schools, not just non-religious schools. This is huge, and in the coming days we'll talk about it with folks that know a little bit about this relative to a school choice. This is a major victory for school choice folks. This is going to be big. Coming up on the show, we're going to get a chance to visit with Tommy White. And if you don't know who Tommy White is, then you don't listen to this show on a regular basis. Sorry about that. You just don't. Tommy White is the Laborers Union 872 business manager. And we are now at the 30th of June. You know, we were talking about how June's been just a sucky month. I mean, it really has been when you think about it. Now, for some of you, it's gotten better. We talked about the negative test out there that COVID-19, just had. Okay. For you, it might be a pretty good month beginning. We don't know. But I guess my point is, for all of you that have thought June was sucky, July is going to be great. We're going to open up a new stadium, Allegiant Stadium. And a guy that's helped lead in the building of this amazing structure. Just incredible. Tommy White will give us a 1 month out and counting version of what's going on out at the site. We'll do that coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Chuck, I saw on CNN that over 40% of the American population can't cover a $400 emergency expense. Is that true?
The bad news? Yes, 100% true. The good news? This is exactly the group of folks we welcome every day at Dollar Loan Center. I can't tell you how many times I've told the critics of our industry to simply walk into a bank and try to borrow a couple $1,000s. Most banks won't even take your application, Craig. We get it at Dollar Loan Center. We're here for you, the real people in Nevada who run into a pinch every now and then.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes and have up to a year to pay it back, even if you don't have a checking account. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Trump's coming